welcome to episode 37 of the English Sessions, the verbs make and do. I am your host and English teacher, Mike Butler. These podcasts can help you improve your English. Together, we will talk about grammar, pronunciation, structure, and have some fun, too. Remember to visit my website, www.EnglishSessionsWithMike.com, to contact me for private lessons and for more content. You can also read the transcript of this audio on the website as you listen to this episode. Listen for these words today. Perform. Synonyms for perform are carry out, accomplish, fulfill. Perform is an important verb in English. Yes, sometimes we use perform in English to talk about actors on a stage, in a play. Actors perform for an audience. They give performances. But it is important to remember that the main definition of perform is just to carry out, to accomplish, or fulfill. Other synonyms include to complete, to achieve. Ring a bell. Ring a bell is another way to say it seems familiar. If something is familiar to you, it is something that rings a bell inside your brain. Often, ring a bell is used when you are trying to remember something that is far back in your mind. For example, the name Paul Rudd rings a bell, but I can't remember what he is famous for. The name is familiar to you, but it is not a clear memory in your mind. Curtains. Curtains cover windows to provide privacy. I will have a picture of curtains on the website. Crib. A crib is a bed made specifically for a baby. Before we begin our episode, I must make an announcement. I have good news. Get the Word is now officially a separate podcast. Get the Word is for advanced learners and native English speakers who love etymology, the history and origin of words. You can find Get the Word on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and many other podcast players, just like the English Sessions. Thank you all for your support, loyal listeners. Today's topic is important for many learners. Why? Because there are many languages that have one verb that translates to both the verbs make and do in English. For example, the second language that I am learning, Spanish, has hacer. The verb hacer translates to both make and do. As my loyal listeners know, I have many students in Brazil. I learned that the Portuguese verb fazer translates to both make and do. This is the same for other Romance languages like Italian and French, and for other languages like Polish, which I've learned from my Polish students. Here is the problem, though. Yes, sometimes make and do have similar meanings, but sometimes they have very different meanings. You can confuse someone if you use the wrong one. That is why it's important to know the differences. I will start with two examples. My first example is when make and do can have a very similar meaning. Sometimes my students say, "Mike, I did a mistake." That's fine. I understand. But native English speakers say, "I made a mistake," much more often. I understand what my student is saying because make a mistake and do a mistake have the same meaning, more or less. Now, my second example is of when make and do can have different meanings. Sometimes my students say, "Mike, I will make my homework." Unfortunately, that's a little confusing. Yes, I understand what my student means, because I'm an English teacher. However, it is much better to say, "I will do my homework." Students do homework. So why do make a mistake and do a mistake have more or less the same meaning, but do homework and make homework have different meanings? Well, there are a few reasons. The first reason I tell my students is this. There are many synonyms for both words. Synonyms are words that have the same or similar meanings. Let's use the example of do homework. Remember, students do homework. I will do my homework, is what a native English speaker says. A synonym for do homework is just complete homework. You will complete the homework assignment. You will perform this action. However, there is someone else who will make the homework. A teacher makes the homework assignment. In other words, the teacher creates the homework assignment. The teacher first creates or makes the homework assignment, and then the student completes or does the homework. So, make is sometimes a synonym for create. Do is sometimes a synonym for complete. The other reason is about your object. What comes after the verb make or do? Typically, what comes after do is an activity, an action. Do your work. Do the driving. Don't worry. I will do the driving. You can relax. I will do the driving. I will do this activity, this action. These sentences are correct. They are common. In English, students do their homework because they are completing the assignment from their teacher. Think of it this way. You can say, "Teacher, I will complete the homework assignment that you created for me." Perhaps this confuses learners because, according to educator Jacob Marion, quote, "The most direct translation of homework into other languages often refers to the sheets of paper on which the assignments are written. Hence, it would make sense to make it." Does this ring a bell? If you think hard about your own language, does this difference exist that Jacob Marion writes about? In English, make often comes before an object that you can create, not the action itself. The teacher creates the homework assignment. The student completes the homework assignment. We make dinner. We created the dinner with ingredients from our kitchen. Perhaps you made dinner, but you did the cooking. Cooking is the action. Dinner is an object that you created. We make dinner. We make cheese from milk. One time I made curtains for my windows using a sewing machine. We can see and touch all of these objects. We can see and touch cheese, our dinner, my curtains. Sometimes learning a language is a great opportunity to shift the way you think. This leads to my final reason for the confusion over make and do. Often my adult learners are just thinking too much about it. Sometimes we use make in a sentence and it has nothing to do with creating something that we can see and touch. Make a mistake is a perfect example. Another synonym for make is cause, to cause something to happen. There are some definitions that are the same for make and do, including to perform an action. My advice is to be careful in translation and stop thinking so much about if it makes sense in your language. Sometimes we can't make sense of a use of a word. Just listen carefully to what native English speakers are saying. After the break, I will give more examples of make and do using many of the definitions of each verb from the dictionary. Stay with us. It's Mike, your host of Get the Word, an etymology podcast for word nerds. We'll talk about the history and origin of words in English. If you're coming over from the English sessions, well, then I'll give you an even bigger welcome, loyal listener. The English Sessions is the podcast I've been doing for a while now for English learners, and is where Get the Word was first conceived. I decided to make Get the Word its own podcast since I started to realize I was making content more for native speakers with these etymology episodes, which seemed to warrant its own feed. Don't worry, though. For those of you who are English learners, there will still be transcripts of the episodes on the website. Look for details in the show notes. Get the Word, an etymology podcast for word nerds. Available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts. Before I create more examples using make and do, I want to give one more piece of advice. When you are not sure of which verb to use, make or do, you are safer using do. According to Google Ngram, do is used 3 times as much as make in English. Do is used for so many things. If someone can't remember what an action is called, they just replace that action with do. It's so common to do this. I am going to give 10 examples for make and then 10 examples for do. I will also give synonyms for each example, other verbs that you can use instead of make and do. Don't worry if you don't know some of the synonyms. At the very least, you will now know that they are synonyms of make or do. Okay, make. Number 1. I will make a crib for my baby. Make a crib. Make a crib. I will create a crib for my baby. Using wood, I will create a crib. He needs a crib. Number 2. Do you want tea? I can make us a cup of tea. Make a cup of tea. I will prepare a cup of tea. Number 3. The rain made my grass wet. The rain made my grass wet. It rained. Now my grass is wet. The rain caused wet grass. It made my grass wet. It caused wet grass. Number 4. John was made captain of the football team. He was made captain. In other words, someone appointed John to be captain. Someone designated him as captain. He was made captain. Number 5. Ew, Sarah made me eat worms. Yuck. She forced me to eat worms. She compelled me to eat worms. She made me eat worms. Number 6. Bill and Sam are dating. They make a cute couple. They make a cute couple. They constitute a good couple. They form a good couple. They make a cute couple. Number 7, Peter made a lot of money yesterday. He gained a lot of money. He earned a lot of money. He made money. Number 8, oh no, I missed my bus. I'm not going to make it on time to my appointment. I'm not going to make it. I'm not going to arrive on time. Number 9, Jill's rock band is great. I hope they make it big. I hope they succeed. I hope they become successful. I hope they make it big. Number 10, did you make your bed? Did you arrange your bedclothes on your bed in a tidy way? Did you make your bed yet, young man? Are you ready to move on to 10 different examples of do? No? Okay, then go back and listen to my examples of make again. Now are you ready? Okay, then let's go. Number 1. What can I do for you today? A very common question, right? What can I do for you? What action may I perform in order to benefit you? What can I do for you? The store owner said, "Hello, what can I do for you?" Number 2. What do you do for a living? Another very common question. What do you do for a living? What is your work? What work do you complete for money? What do you do for a living? Number 3. How are you doing? So common. How are you doing? In other words, how are you? How are you doing? How are you doing is another way of asking, how are you? Number 4, I will be done soon. Hey, you are being impatient. Don't worry. I will be done soon. I will finish soon. Number 5, the school did a lot of harm to the students. The school did a lot of harm to the students. The bad school resulted in harm. It is the result. Number 6. Mom, I need some money for lunch. $10 will do. $10 will be enough. $10 will be suitable or acceptable. It will do. $10 will do, Mom. Number 7. Hey, punk, you're done for. You're dead. I'm going to kill you. You're done. You are done for. Number 8. Did you go to the laundry yet? I have no clean clothes. Did you do the laundry? Did you wash the clothing that was dirty? Did you wash, clean, do the laundry? Do the laundry. Number 9. The Hayes Community Theater is doing Little Shop of Horrors this month. I'm excited. The theater is doing this play. The theater is performing this play. The theater is doing the play. And number 10, I did 10 years as a traveling nurse. I did 10 years. I spent time in one profession or job for 10 years. I was a nurse for 10 years. I did 10 years as a nurse. Of course, don't forget, do has a very important function as the verb we use to form questions and to form negative sentences. as you can see, there is much more to make and do than just make homework, do homework equals create homework, complete homework. There are many uses and many, many synonyms for these two verbs. Practice saying these sentences out loud. Do they sound natural to you? Does it change what you thought was correct? Will you need to change what you have become comfortable saying? Before I go, I want to thank an anonymous individual who left a comment on the website. It's in Spanish, by the way. Me encantó el podcast. Estoy aprendiendo inglés y pude entender todas las palabras en el relato con claridad. Gracias, Mike. Well, thank you, Anonymous. I appreciate your support. Once again, to all my advanced learners, use your favorite podcast player and find Get the Word with Mike Butler. I hope you all enjoy it. Make sure to subscribe to this podcast so you won't miss an episode. Visit www.englishsessionswithmike.com for more content. Please rate and review the English Sessions and Get the Word on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Leave me a message and I will put it on the podcast. Leave me a message at www.englishsessionswithmike.com. Until next time, this is Mike signing off.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everyone. Mike here. I want to pause for a moment to talk about how you can help the English Sessions to continue. If you'd like to support the English Sessions, then please go to anchor.fm/theEnglishSessions. There, you can click on the support button and make a monthly contribution to the English Sessions to keep this podcast going. You can support the English Sessions for less than $1. Every bit helps. Also, remember, go to www.englishsessionswithmike.com if you are interested in private lessons with me, Mike. Thank you all for supporting this podcast.